She had the biggest brown eyes Judd had ever seen. She also looked innocent as hell, despite the ridiculous clothes she wore and the huge, frayed canvas tote bag she carried. Did she actually think she blended in, just because her coat was tattered and her hat was a little ratty? Did she think anyone would ever believe her to be homeless? Not likely. So what was she doing here at this time of night? The Lower East Side of Springfield was no place for a lady like her. She strolled past him again, this time more slowly. And her eyes were so wide it looked as if they could take in her surroundings in a single glance. They took in Judd. He felt a thrill of awareness, sharper than anything he'd ever felt before. She looked away, but not before he detected the faint pink blush that washed over her fine features. That blush had been obvious even in the dim evening light, with only the moon and corner street lamp for illumination. She had flawless skin. Damn it, he had enough to worry about without some damn Miss Priss with manicured nails and salon-styled hair trying to fob herself off as a local. Judd had only stepped outside the bar to get a breath of fresh air. The smell of perfume inside was overwhelming, and enough to turn his stomach. He could hear the music in the bar grow louder and knew the dancers were coming on stage. In less than 10 minutes, he'd have to go back in there, burying himself in the line of duty. Damn, he hated this cover. What decent, hard-working cop should have to peel off his clothes for a bunch of sex-starved, groping women? For nearly 2 weeks now, he'd been entertaining the female masses with the sight of his body, hoping to uncover enough evidence to make a bust. He was now, at 32, in his prime, more fit than ever, and completely alone. Not only did he meet the necessary requirements to pull off such a ludicrous cover, he had a vested, very personal interest this time. He knew for a fact the room above the bar was the site for shady business meetings, yet he hadn't seen hide nor hair of a gun deal. Clayton Donner was lying low. It was discouraging, but he wasn't giving up. He was definitely going to get Donner, but that didn't mean he enjoyed displaying himself nightly.